This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. Industry experts expect the technology company Apple to release a new iPad on March 7th. Apple sold over 15 million iPads in the final 3 months of last year alone. Now, the popular computer tablet is in its third generation. But as Apple prepares to launch a new iPad, it faces legal cases in China over rights to the name of the device. On Wednesday, a court in Guangdong Province heard a case brought by the Chinese company ProView Technology. ProView is based in Shenzhen in China's south and belongs to ProView International Holdings Limited. The company says it holds the legal rights to the iPad name in China. Apple says it bought the iPad trademark in China and 9 other countries from a business owned by ProView in 2009. A lawyer for ProView, Xie Shuangwei, said Wednesday that he believes Apple has not provided new evidence for the case in Guangdong. Apple is appealing a decision by a lower court. The court ruled that the company does not own the iPad name. Another lawyer for ProView, Xiao Saiyuan, said the legal issue over the trademark is clear. He said his company is fighting Apple over the idea of ownership. He also said ProView would settle with Apple for the right amount of money. ProView says it holds the trademark for the name of a device called an Internet Personal Access Device, or iPad. The device looks like a desktop computer. ProView says it sold about 20,000 of them over about 10 years. It says it received the trademark or legal rights to the name in 2001. ProView is in financial trouble. It has reported losses since 2008 and cut thousands of workers. Apple's legal team says that ProView is nearing financial failure. They say it has no product, no buyers, or suppliers. Apple argues a ruling against it would harm the interests of buyers in China. Apple holds 76% of the tablet computer market in the country with its iPad. A final decision by the High Court in Guangdong is expected to take weeks. Still, at least for now, the legal battle has not hurt Apple's stock price. The technology company has the most valuable publicly traded stock in the world, with a total value of about $500 billion. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report. To read and hear more economics news for people learning English, go to VOA Special English. And follow us on Facebook, YouTube, and iTunes. I'm June Sims.